Alan Irustovsky.
And tell me about your company.
Metrolyrics.com.
Okay.
The largest lyric site in the world. The first one that went legal. One of the most successful Canadian startups. 40 million unique monthly users. Fourth largest music website in the world and in the States. And networking at the conference.
And how long has your company been, or the website been around?
A website has been around for 8 years. Company is 5 years old.
And what was your reasoning for that particular market?
My business partner started it when he was 15 years old. Had his hosting company, realized that there is untapped potential in lyrics. So he went after that particular market and I saw opportunity and joined him.
And so what basically does the site do, or how do you see the site growing moving forward?
We were growing steadily over the last few years to 40 million unique users, which is huge. Have a very nice reach in Canada and US. In Canada, over 10% Canadians come to our site on a regular basis. We continue to grow, adding more offerings, a stronger database, more engaged users, and we still see continued growth.
So are you basically just providing a place for people to find lyrics, or is there connections to record labels and musicians, or
we provide primary lyrics. That's the primary driver. It's search engine driven, so people do land on our site because of the lyrics. But we expand our offerings to news, images, videos, information about the songwriters, community, branded entertainment. So we are branching out a little bit, but everything is music related.
So your development as a company in terms of getting funding and growing?
Bootstrapped from day one.
And because this conference is talking about Silicon Valley connecting to Canada, is that any part of how you grew, or you just grew internally? And
internally completely, organic 100%, bootstrapped from day one, not outside funding, but profitable from day one. Very profitable today as well.
So
connection with the Silicon Valley is actually the other way around. That
okay.
VCs are calling us probably weekly, venture capitalists calling us monthly, and investment bankers quite often as well. So it's usually the other way around, that we are getting some nice exposure in the Silicon Valley, and they just want to see if there's any opportunity to work together.
So do you see that as something that you want to pursue? Would it be, if you were to do that, would it be something where you would move, or you would just still stay in Canada? Or
you never know. I mean, we are located in Canada. All our product roadmap and strategy is focused around growing from the funds from the operation. So at this point, no need to raise any money. If it happens that we need to raise any capital, who knows what the future holds. I mean, I would prefer to stay in Canada, but you never know.
And so why are you at the Growth Conference, and what are you taking away from being here?
Networking. Canadian market is actually relatively good. Vancouver very specifically, a lot of new media companies. So I believe that we start to build a cluster and getting momentum going on here in Canada. I'm seeing a lot of young entrepreneurs running very successful media companies. That are at par with Canadians, so with Americans, so quite glad to network.